Okay, so this is a funny thing, y'all. This is y'all know me. It is 12:59 at night. Like, I literally cannot sleep because so many things are like going. I just did a video for TikTok. But like, it's almost like God is just speaking to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, one thing that kept coming up first, the first video I did, I posted on TikTok. I think I posted it on YouTube too. You know what I'm saying? But this is the crazy thing. I just did a video about letting go, right? That it's okay to let go. And I explain to people, like, one thing I have a hard time letting go is letting go of people that passed away. But then something else came to me. Like, don't allow people to come in and steal what you, like, what you worked so hard for. I think this week I probably heard about 5 or 6 stories of people coming into people's lives and stealing. And what I mean, like, stealing, like, they're not physically taking a materialistic thing. Like, they're taking part of your peace. They're taking part of your stability. They're taking part of your mind. They're taking the best parts of you. And then when you try to entertain something else, you're going to have all this baggage that you're carrying with you. Don't allow people to come in and steal what you worked hard for. A lot of people like say, oh, I worked hard to get to this space in my life, or I worked hard to do whatever. But then we allow people to come in and steal it. No, we're not doing that in 2024. I told y'all in 2024, I don't know why, I ain't sugarcoating no more. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times we don't want to deal with we don't want to deal with life. So we lay down and we allow things to happen in our lives that we should say something about. No, stop, don't do that. Hey, you know, something. Don't allow people to come in and steal what you worked hard for. And by that, I mean, like, I'll just use myself as an example. My home is extremely peaceful. It's extremely peaceful because I have to work. I have children, I have to produce content, so it's going to be peaceful this week. And I did have like some company, but I noticed yesterday my house was like heavy. I was like, I said, let me get up, let me mop my floor, clean. Well, I'm a neat freak, so it'd be pretty clean anyway, but just wipe some things down. And I still felt heavy. I'm thinking, like, maybe it's because I didn't mop the floor. You know what I'm saying? Something crazy. But it wasn't because I didn't mop the floor. It was because it needed a cleanse. Sometimes visitors that you have that come to your house, they will invite things into your house depending on what their life is or who they're around before they came to your house. Why? Back in the day, people used to be so strict about who can come to their house, who was allowed in their house, you know, just certain things like that. As I get older, I start to understand a lot of different things, why older people did the things that I thought as a child was like, you're doing too much, like you're tripping. But it wasn't tripping, it was reality. So the more I grow, the more I'm like, oh. But when I thought about it today, I was like, man, I said, people are really coming into people's lives and stealing. They are stealing. I said this to myself yesterday. I think it was yesterday. I was laying in the bed and a lot of thoughts was running through my head about a lot of different stuff and a lot of just rehashing conversations that I had with people throughout the day. And I was saying to myself, if a person or a friend or a job or something that you're dealing with does not add value to your life, then what is it there for? I want you to think about it. I'm going to say it again. If a person, if a situation, if a job, if whatever does not add value to your life, what is it there for? You got to ask yourself that question. Because sometimes we can look at life and say, oh, well, this is a stumbling block, or this is this and this and this and whatever, whatever, whatever. But sometimes we have a choice whether we want to entertain whatever. Whatever. I have a lot of respect for people who wake up one morning and say, I'm leaving this job. I'm going full time in my business. I don't care. I have so much respect for those people because that means that they stepped out on faith. They stepped out on trusting themselves to do whatever it was to do. But then they go, some people go back to work. And my question to them every time is, why did you go back to work? Oh, the bills, all this. Oh, okay. Now I look at it as you allowed something to come in and steal what you had worked hard to get past. I think I talked about connections to people in a different video. And sometimes you can have connections with people and they can have connections with other people. You understand what I'm saying? So now those things are attached to them. Now, you ain't coming to steal nothing. No. And I'm not saying that everybody around you has to be perfect and they have to have this perfect life, because that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. But you can pick and choose. You can pick and choose like what you can deal with from someone or how you can deal with certain things, or if that job is serving you a great purpose or any purpose at all. Because a lot of things that we do, they have no purpose. Literally, they have no purpose. My goal for 2024 is to live my life with purpose. Like, what is the purpose of me doing whatever? What is the purpose of me waking up at 6:30 in the morning when I have to take my son to school? Okay, so there's my purpose for that, because he needs education. He has to go to school, you know, whatever, whatever. But how about purpose and intention? The purpose of a friendship is for you to be valued and for that person to be valued, for you to grow and for that person to grow, for that person to level up and for you to level up. That's the purpose of the friendship, for it to grow, to support each other. So if you're in a friendship and none of that is happening, what's the value? If every time you get with your friend, all they want to do is gossip and talk about people, start stuff, talk about old stuff that happened 20 years ago, I don't know, that didn't really make sense. I know we all reminisce. We all reminisce about the good times. I've done it plenty of times. But at the same time, some conversations, especially like gossip, who cares about somebody else's business? Like, who cares? Like, who cares? Who cares? Because 9 times out of 10, everybody don't know the whole story. I know recently they have, and I know because people relate to this, the celebrities, Megan Thee Stallion and the other young lady, I forget her name now. People doing weird stuff. They like talking about this lady mama. They don't know if that's even a trigger. They don't know if it's a trigger. So what value is that serving for those two to be arguing, for them to be bickering back and forth? What is the value behind it? There's none. There is none. I always wonder why when people are fighting, like girls are fighting or dudes are fighting, people start pulling out their cameras, they start videoing. Nobody rarely calls the police, except for somebody who probably off in the back and can't really see the fight. They just know it's a bunch of people and somebody fighting. But what's the purpose? What is the purpose? This is another big thing for me, because I've been thinking about this a lot lately. I've been thinking about this a whole lot lately. If, and this don't sound crazy, if you are a street pharmacist, we'll call it that. We'll say if you are a street pharmacist, right? And you've been doing street pharmacy for, I don't know, 15 years. And you still in the same position that you was last year, the year before, or in a worse position. Why would you go back to that? What, like, why would you? I don't understand the revisiting of stuff. And I guess because my mindset now is different, because I can remember a time being comfortable in life and going backwards to different things. I did a video just recently about going backwards. Like, it serves no purpose to do the same things that you did last year. It serves no purpose to be the same person that you was last year. It has no value to it. So then that steps into my next question. What do you value? Because literally, what do people value? And this is not for everybody. These are the people that move without purpose. Because some people do move with purpose. Every move that I make is calculated. I think about it before I do it. That might sound crazy to some. But I think about it because, like, do I really want to do this? Is this really, like, something I'm thinking about it before? It's very rare that I make a rash decision. Even in stressful situations, I'm still kind of like, what does it value you to go backwards? What does it value you to allow someone to come in and steal everything that you worked hard for? What does that job value you when you have to go to that job every day? Everything is disorganized. The people are disorganized. Situations are disorganized. Like, everything is flip-flop. What is the value in that? How does it support your growth? Like, how does it, what is it? I work a full-time job as well as doing podcasting and coaching and amongst a whole bunch of other stuff that I do. And so the value for my full-time job is diminishing because it's no longer a job where I'm helping people. It's no longer a job where I can go to someone's home and make them smile. It's no longer a job that does that. So now I'm like, all right, either I got to find a new job or I'm just got to leave this job. Because there's no more value in it. There's no value this year. I don't want to say like I've been cutting people off, but I've been letting go of people or in situations that are kind of like, what is the purpose? And I'm not even thinking one-sided. I'm thinking both-sided. What value am I, like, what purpose? Am I giving them justice? Or are they giving me justice? And if it's going both ways, then what's the value? What is the value? What is the purpose? At some point in our life, we have to start living for purpose. Like, we have to start living in a way that is going to direct us to what's right. Nothing is perfect. Correct. Things are going to be upside down, topsy-turvy, in a circle, whatever, whatever, whatever. That's going to happen. 100%. But at the same time, when you are allowing people to come in or situations to come in or anything to come in and steal what you worked hard for. If you were homeless last year and this year you're not homeless, don't allow nothing to take you away from not being homeless. The next step is for you to be a homeowner. You found a place to stay. You're doing a little better. You got a job. Let's go. Let's go. I don't want to say it's a weak state of mind. I don't want to use that word. I would use it as a small, I don't know what word I want to use, but all of them sound like I'm being mean. I will say that if your mindset is to be the same person you were last year, you did not learn anything. You did not learn anything, especially if you was going to jail, if you was getting in trouble, if you, I don't know, lost your wife, lost your kids, lost your husband. You know, like if you were taking losses, why would you want to be that person again? Why not allow yourself to grow? People always say, I was thinking about this week. This is so crazy. So I was thinking about this week too, also how people say in church, I want to get back everything the devil stole from me. If the devil had a devil, can, if the devil stole it, the devil can keep it. I want to get better. I want to have more. And I always used to think, like when I was in church, and I would be thinking like, they going to get back everything the devil stole from them. I don't want that stuff no more. I don't want that situation no more. I don't want it. Because the objective of life is to get better. If somebody steals something from you in a state, in a weak state, in a state where you didn't want to be, really, you don't think that you're destined for greatness? But we're not going to allow people to just come in and take, or we're not going to allow situations to come in and take. And when I say situations, I'm saying we're not going to allow situations to stress us out, to bother us, to remove peace from us. No, no, no. Because what is the value in that? What is the value in that? Like I say, it's a late at night. It's like 1:18. I probably need to be asleep. I probably look sleepy. I don't know. But this thing is like festering in my mind. Purpose and value, intentions. Life is about choices. You can make a choice every day when you wake up that either I want to do better, I want to stay the same, I want to indulge or I don't want to indulge. I want to entertain or I don't want to entertain. I want to go to the job, but I don't want. You make a decision. And you make a decision based off your purpose, your value, your intentions. My intentions is to love. So if my intentions is to love, then I value love. My purpose is love. But at the same time, I have to get those things back. And that means from everyone, I have learned in the last couple of weeks that competition is like big for some people. For me, it is not big. I'm not competitive. I literally don't care what anybody else is doing. I'm not even watching. Not even watching. But for some reason, I've been feeling this competitiveness with people. Like I've been feeling this, like I'm competing. Why are you competing against me? Because you can never be me and I can never be you. What's for you is for you and what's for me is for me. What is the purpose in the competition? What is the purpose in the competition? I guess like I'm thinking about all these things because I'm thinking about in the last 3 weeks, I've heard horrendous stories of people being taken away from this world. Mothers hurting babies or hurting other people's babies. Relationships, boyfriend and girlfriends hurting each other. People walking into jobs and just deciding like, I don't want to work here. And guess what? I'm going to take y'all out so y'all can't work here either. And this is why I'm saying you have to value something. You have to live in whatever purpose, whatever your purpose is, you have to live in that. People will create drama all day. People will call you with gossip all day. People will do X, Y, Z, but it's what you accept. What you accept in your life is who you are. And then when you look in the mirror and you say, who am I? Who do you see? Who do you see? Do you see a person with purpose? Do you see a person that has standards and values and that lives with intention? Do you see that person or do you see someone else? I had to tell people at one time, like, stop dumping on me. Like, I don't care what Lucy, Keisha and them and LaBoo and them doing. I don't care. Because what that does is it takes my focus off of what I need to do. Yes, being a coach, you hear a lot of stories and you hear a lot of things. And most of the clients that I work with, I help them get out of those things. I love when a client comes to me and that client is just, and I don't want to say full of hell, but they just got so much going on and so much attached to them. And for them, and I'll use this example, and I know she doesn't mind. I have a friend, her name is Denise, and we call each other cousin because from the moment we met each other, from the very first day, we just became cousins. She is such a beautiful soul. She is such a beautiful entrepreneur. She is such a wonderful therapist. Like, she is such a beautiful person. When I met her, she was a total different person than who stepped in my house today. I could not stop looking at her because I was so proud of the levels of life that I've watched her accomplish from the first day I met her to now. I was so proud of her. I literally was so proud of her. I was proud of the way that she said, "I'm at peace," and that she danced, and it was amazing. And that's what happens when you're in meaningful relationships, or you have relationships that you value each other, or situations. I'm not going to say like I'm the contributor of her doing that, but I know I'm part of the contributor. Just like she's part of the contributor of me, she helps me change my words a lot of times. She helps me focus. She talks to me in the morning time every day. She helps me do things that are of value. She reminds me, hey, you need to do this, cousin. Hey, oh, you know what? I can have a conversation with her about life. And we value each other so much that we can tell each other the truth. I'm finding that nobody tells the truth anymore. And it's disturbing. It is disturbing that people don't tell the truth anymore. That people are so full of lies and that we fluff other people up. Just recently, the young man, 16 years old, Alabama, although rumors are going around saying they did this, whatever, whatever, that's not important to me. What's important to me is that a 16-year-old boy was murdered by his friends for, quote unquote, something that has no value. No value. No purpose. What are we doing? What are we doing? I hear people every day talk about the government this and the government that, the government this and the government that, all this other stuff. Blah, 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 blah. These are the same people the majority of the time that feed into negativity, or they have no value. They don't even care what their purpose is. Same people. Some of the same people. I'm not going to even equate everybody together, but some of the same people. But then on the other hand, you're saying to yourself, well, what are you doing to support us? Are you buying from small businesses? Are you still buying from these big businesses? I'm just trying to find out. I've noticed another thing in this world is that people will hold you to a standard. And it will be a standard that they have not even ever accomplished. What? You cannot hold people to standards that you haven't even accomplished. You got to worry about you. I was just talking to my son a little earlier. My son goes, I asked him about something he was doing, something he was eating. He said, you know what? I'm going to tell you what my mama told me So I'm like, yeah, what your mama said? My mama told me to mind my own business and you will live a happy life. He is absolutely right, but I wanted to know what kind of chips he was eating so I could be greedy and get some of them. But he was absolutely right. Mind your own business. Figure out in life what you value, what you find to be important. What are your intentions? We keep getting stuck in these same ruts, in these same cycles, these same, like, I did a video about cycles. But we keep getting stuck in these same positions over and over and over and over again, thinking that, oh, well, I know this. It's almost like people say, well, I know if I go back to being, I don't know, a bus driver, I'm going to make some money. You are absolutely right because you have experience in that and you know how to do it, but you done graduated to something else. You done, y'all not hearing me. Don't allow people to come in and steal. Don't allow situations to steal from you. Block them. Block them. Like, literally block them. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. It's crazy because growing up, I would hear that all the time. And you have to stand for something. Stand for your peace. Stand for your motivation. Stand for your purpose. Stand for your intentions. Stand for your life. Stand. Stand. I just did a video about letting go, just letting different things go and being able to understand that it's going to be okay. It is 100% going to be okay. Just stand. Allow yourself the space to create your atmosphere. You can't create other people's atmosphere. You have to create your own atmosphere. So when you start creating your atmosphere and you have the ability to say, nope, don't want that. Nope, that job's too much. Nope. And then don't even worry about it. Because if you really think about it, if you really, really think about it, just think for 1 second, right? If you really, really think about it, every time you turn down something that's not good for you, or you leave a situation that's not good for you, or you let go of something that wasn't good for you, every time you get a flood, there's a song that says, and I cannot sing, but it says, there's some good things that are going to happen this year. That's like the beginning of the song. I love that. Even if I just hear like a small part of it, because you have to like let that thing feel in the inside, like it's some good things going to happen this year. But the only way that they're going to happen, if you learn how to stand, if you learn what your purpose is, if you learn what you value, and you don't accept anything but that, that is it, that is all. If you have yourself at this standard, this high standard, and then people are not meeting you at that standard, what is the purpose? It's not mean. It's not nasty. It's not saying that I'm looking down on them. It's just saying that, wait a minute, we value two different things. We have two different purposes. Our intentions are different. And that's okay. So guess what? Job, person, situation. I love you, but I gotta go. I got to go. I cannot do this. It's kind of crazy how I was watching I might have been watching a TikTok, and this young lady on this TikTok was talking about how she just decided that her job did not value her. They did not respect her. She put in her notice. They did not want to accept her notice. And so finally, she put her notice in. She emailed it to everybody. They still didn't want to accept her notice. And so she asked someone to send her a written reason as to why they would not accept her notice. And so basically they wrote back like, we value this that you do. We saw this and da, da, da. They gave her all these examples of stuff that she does. And then she said to them, then why is it hard for me to get a day off? Why is it hard for me to get a raise? Why is it hard for blah, blah, blah? You know, like just going down the list of how she felt about what was going on. You know what I'm saying? They could not answer. After that, they honored her because you know why? She was up here, but they didn't want her to be up there. So they wanted to gaslight her. Jobs can be narcissistic too. Do you hear what I'm saying? This is what I'm saying. Don't allow people, situations, things to come in and steal from you what you value. Don't allow things. I'm big with this right here. This is the one thing I'm big with. When you meet someone and you all are courting, like getting to know each other, you know what I'm saying? And so y'all got to know each other. Boom. Y'all might be in a relationship. Boom. 10 years down the line, you know everything about this person, literally everything about them. 10 years down the line, they change up. And guess what? I no longer like, I don't know, pickles. They done ate pickles for 10 years. Now all of a sudden they don't like pickles. Now you're looking crazy. Like, wait a minute. Like, what's happening? You done turned it into something totally. I no longer like pickles. They changed. But they changed because they wanted to change. And then they say to you, well, I never liked the pickles. You just kept giving them to me. So you're like, wait a minute. That's why I say I'm big on that. Don't allow people to change who you are and you don't change who you are. That's allowing someone to steal from you. If you are, you have a friend and you and her hanging out all the time. Well, she like to eat pasta and you like, y'all compromise. Y'all go to somewhere that serves something she like and serve something you like, a compromise. Not you just going with that person's flow. Don't allow people to come in and steal from you. Know who you are. Know what you want. Create a space for you to be you and others to be whoever they are. This is why I say the world doesn't respect each other. The world don't be respecting anything. And when I say the world, I mean just people in general don't respect other people. Because people will try to transform you into who they want you to be. When I was growing up, older guys would date younger women, and then the younger women would get older and they would say, oh, well, he raised me. And as I started to research and as I started to study and all that kind of stuff, and I started to learn more about life, why is somebody who didn't raise themselves properly raising you? It does not add up. And I can speak on this because I remember in my marriage, before I got divorced, I remember distinctly, I'm not a TV watcher, but I remember we would argue about me not watching TV. I'm not, like, I like to like go on vacations and go out of town, and I'm going to talk to people, even though I'm shy, I'm going to talk to people, networking, do things like that. But he didn't like it. So then when I would be places with him, I didn't want to talk to people because I know he's going to be like, oh, no, we got to go. I can't just keep, you know, like whatever, whatever, you know, just being stressful about it. And so I remember I said, I will never, ever lose myself in someone else. Don't allow people to steal from you. You have come a long way. You have changed a lot of things about you and still growing and still changing and still transforming. And every time you allow someone, a situation, a feeling, whatever, to come in and steal your growth, your ability, your passion, your love, everything, when you allow stuff to come in and steal that, you lose a part of yourself. And it's generally the best part of you. It's okay to have your values. It's okay to have purpose. It's okay to wake up with intentions. These are my intentions for today, and not to veer from them. It's very hard to make me veer from what I've set to do. I don't care what's going on around me, as long as it does not mess with what I'm trying to do. I always tell people when they get frustrated about, because I know this is always a big thing, but people get frustrated about not having transportation or not being able to move around like they think they should be able to move around or do whatever it is that they want to do. You know what I'm saying? And I always tell them that, well, that's why you have to work hard to get the things that you need. Not the things that you want, but the things that you need. The things that have value. You know you want to move around, you get a car. You know you want some money in your pocket, you get a job. You know you want to have kids, you meet somebody, you court with them, or whatever you're going to do with them, you marry them, and you have a baby. I know people like, that's not that simple. At times it is. And I'll tell you why it's not simple, because people be lying. People be lying. They lie about what they feel. They lie about what they think. They lie about their abilities. They lie about a lot of things. Jobs be lying. They lie about what they're going to do when you come to the company. They don't tell you that, yeah, we're going to pay for you to go to school, but wait a minute, it's going to be really hard. You got to turn in all this paperwork, this 16 to 20 page packet, front and back sheets, in order for you to go to school. People will make it seem like everything is going to align up with who you are and what you're doing, but it doesn't. And if it doesn't, let it go. I just did a video. Let it go. Let it go. It's not serving a purpose. It's not meeting your needs. It's not meeting that intention when you woke up and said, today is a good day. Today, I'm going to accomplish this goal. Today, I'm going to do this. It's not. And it's time to walk in your purpose. It's time to be valued and to have values. It's time to be intentional with what it is that you're doing. And this might as well be a part two to intentions and values. Like, literally, don't allow people to come in and steal what you have worked so hard for, your abilities, your gifts, your strengths. Don't allow people, situations to change who you are. I'm consistently myself, no matter if I'm struggling, in pain. It took a long time to get here. It took a long time to practice being consistently myself, not allowing situations, people, things to change who I am, but for me to be me. It's what I value. It's my intention. It's my environment that I have created. Are people allowed in my environment? Yes. Will people be allowed in your environment? Yes. Are they lining up with what it is that you're doing? Are they lining up with what it is that, in the space that you're going? If you decide today, like, I'm not gossiping no more. I'm not gossiping no more. I guarantee you, you will 100% have to separate from all your friends that gossip. 100%. You will have to just end it. If you decide that, I'll talk about my old job. There was a situation where a child had to be removed from a home. And there was a similar case that had just happened previously to that child, this child having to be removed from the house. Very similar. Mothers were not involved with drugs. The fathers got caught with the children. The fathers live in the home. Well, guess what? The mothers removed the fathers from the home, and the children should be able to come back to the home. Well, one situation, my supervisor was like, oh, we got to put that baby back in the home. Oh, okay, yeah, I was with that. Cool. The baby's kids don't need to be in the system anyway, because the system loses kids. I used to work for the system. The system loses kids. The children are molested. The children are, and I get teary-eyed. The children are in fights and jumped and all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff is happening in the system. So my supervisor told me I could return the one child back home because the father was gone. In the other case, which was an African-American family, she said, we are not placing that baby back in that home. The mother passed the drug screen like the other mother did. The mother removed the father from the home. Now, why are we not placing this child back in the home with this mother? Just because I said so. Oh, no, ma'am. Oh, no, ma'am. Oh, no, ma'am. We are not going to do that. This is what I'm talking about. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. There was one time in my life when I had a lot of respect for the system. But the more you know, the more you see. It wasn't aligning up with my values. It wasn't aligning up with my intentions. It wasn't aligning up with my purpose. Guess what? Here go my notice. It's in. That was the end of that. Was I making money? Yes. I could bring home $5,000 in a week. In 1 week. So yes, I was making the money. Did I go to a place that paid less? Yes. It lined up with what I was doing. Does that sound crazy? No. Because what you value, your purpose and your intentions is important. Don't allow people to come in and steal from you. Do not allow situations to come in and steal from you. Be the best version of yourself you can be. No matter what anybody thinks, no matter what they feel, no matter if they talk about you, no, nothing. It does not matter. What matters is you walking in your purpose, in your truth, in your authenticity. That's what matters. It's late. I had to get that off my chest. I don't know why I did these two videos. I did another video before this one. But somebody somewhere needed to hear that. They needed to feel that. I love y'all. Good night.